I don't know if there's a teaching that is more clear from our Lord. Every time we pray those hallowed words, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us, that we will not be forgiven if we ourselves don't forgive. And I find that still hard to do. Sometimes I find it really hard. I want to propose 5 steps to follow in order to forgive. That when I've been hurt or when I've been offended, I first have to determine in my heart that I want to forgive this person or I want to forgive this group, to commit to it, to resolve to it. Friends, it's not a matter of thinking about it, but committing to it. It's the difference between wondering what it would be like in the pool and talking about getting in and walking round and round and round and simply choosing to get in. Step 2, ask God to help you release your feelings of bitterness, of resentment, of hatred, to begin to release those negative and debilitating feelings that have been so strong and pronounced, that get in the way. Just ask Him to begin to release those, to lessen those. Step 3. Acknowledge that it's God's role, not ours, to judge the person or to judge the group for their actions. Step 4. Ask God to help you release your judgment upon the person or the group. Step 5. Pray that God blesses the person or the group that you're forgiving. Follow this order. The sequence matters. Don't rush it. Repeat it. Repeat it again. Let it become the way that we respond to being hurt and to being offended. Here at Little Flower, one of the best ways that we have available to us all of growing in understanding of the faith, such as how to forgive, is through this movement of the Holy Spirit that has really taken the country, called ACTS. Stands for Adoration, Community, Theology, and Service. It's not possible to speak often enough about this immersion into the holy sacraments of the church and the devotional life of the church through the solidarity and fraternity of others and being strengthened by these relationships, and for church becoming more personal and more meaningful and having a greater sense of belonging to church right here in our parish. I'm very pleased to have Frank and Jake be able to share with us a little bit about the ACTS movement in anticipation of the next men's ACTS retreat, the first weekend in November.
Thank you, Father. Good morning, everyone. My name is Jacob Kempf, and I'm here to talk to you a little bit about the upcoming men's ACTS retreat. As Father said, ACTS is an acronym which stands for Adoration, Community, Theology, and Service. Up until I moved here over 2 years ago, I had never heard of ACTS before, because where I came from, retreats like this don't exist. I was, in a way, like many of you who have yet to attend the retreat. I was uncertain about what to expect and really unsure if it was something that I could benefit from. When I returned from my retreat in November of 2015, I felt like a new person, almost like God had personally said to me, "I brought you to Toledo for a reason. This is where I want you." And it was all because I said yes to attending the retreat. It took me deeper into the faith than I had ever been before, and it opened my eyes to the power of the Holy Spirit and the importance of community. I'd like to kindly ask that anyone here who has attended a men's or women's ACTS retreat, if you could stand, please. Any men or women who have attended a retreat. These individuals can willfully attest to the truth that the ACTS retreat will benefit you in ways that you cannot imagine. They have all experienced a deepening of faith only because they said yes to the Holy Spirit's call for them to make the retreat. What can it hurt to take a small amount of time to make this great change in your life? I'll now ask Frank to come forward and say a few words and give some logistics for the weekend.
Thanks, Jake. Good morning, 8:30. I'm Frank Terrell, and I go to the church of 4:30. My wife, Joanna, and I thought we had at least two seats over here, but I see someone else is in them today. So I guess it's kind of like a timeshare, right? But seriously, speaking of timeshares, on November 2nd through the 5th, this year's ACTS retreat is scheduled. And it's your opportunity, guys, to share your time with Jesus Christ. In John 16, he tells us, "I am the vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does, he prunes so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word I spoke in you. Remain in me, and as I remain in you, just as a branch cannot bear fruit of its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit. Without me, you can do nothing." There's already a waiting list of men from other parishes that want to attend, but we are holding your spot as long as we can to the last possible moment so that you can make that choice and attend to let us serve you on that weekend. The weekend starts on Thursday evening, November 2nd, with a gathering here at Little Flower. Transportation will be provided for you to the retreat center in Adrian. And on Sunday the 5th, we will return here for closing mass at 11 o'clock with a reception to follow. Guys, don't let finances hold you back. There is some financial assistance available. All men from high tech age to baby boomer age are welcome. As Father said just a minute ago, don't just walk around a pool sticking your toe in, testing the water. It's time to make the leap. If you've considered it, if you've just now heard of it, pray over it, attend with us. When you sing the closing song today, please feel the message that it conveys. It's not about what we have made it. It's all about Him. Will you take this opportunity being offered by God, or simply say, "No thanks"? There will be men at the doors to answer any questions that you have today. Thank you for your time.
Frank and Jake, sure. Thank you. Thank you so very much to all of the men who currently are serving on the team. And this is something for all of us. The something is an encounter with Jesus Christ. And through these men, for the Spirit to rush more completely into our community. This isn't merely for a small group of people. This is opportunity we have as parish to be more robust and vibrant and determined and committed to follow Jesus in our lives. So let us pray those men who the Lord is particularly calling this time to say yes to the opportunity. Let us stand together and with confidence profess our gift of faith.